The Spirit of Compromise. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Now down to 17 days before the federal government shuts down because Congress can't pass a budget. And I thought we'd tune into C-SPAN to see how it's going. Today we have Democrat Steny Hoyer.
Let me say to the gentleman.
And Republican Eric Cantor.
I thank the gentleman, Madam Speaker.
Both observing appropriate congressional etiquette designed to create a spirit of cooperation.
I stand ready to work with your side on a compromise.
Democrats willing to compromise, and Republicans?
And our side is committed to discussing how we go forward.
Sounds promising.
Which is first and foremost a delay of Obamacare.
Well, I'm sure the Democrats would be happy to...
There was a poll taken, November.
Maybe not.
2012. The President of the United States won that poll. But your myopic focus on that one issue...
Oh, dear.
...threatens to shut down government and put at risk the creditworthiness of the United States of America.
Okay, so that went well. But like I say, we still have 17 days. Maybe we should switch over to the White House briefing. I believe someone's asking Jay Carney a question.
Jay, the congressional picnic, is it? Can you say why that was canceled? And does that say anything about the state of relations between the White
House? It does not. What we are doing is offering a change in the way that the holiday parties are constructed so that members of Congress can bring their families to those parties.
Yes, I'm sure everybody's looking forward to that picnic. Pin the tail on Obamacare. Teensy-weensy little sequester burgers. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.